Romans chapter 8. Romans 8 is one of my favorite chapters. And, of course, it's so pivotal because it moves into what many call the Pauline revelation. And Paul had such great revelations of Holy Spirit. I mean, it was awesome what he had. And I just want to say that I love Romans 8. And I'm going to begin reading here in Romans chapter 8. In fact, I'm going to go to, the very first verse. That's a good place to start.
We were just talking about that. There is now.
Well, it says there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And the reason there's no condemnation is you were guilty before, guilty as charged. Mm-hmm. You were a sinner. You were actually an enemy of God. But when you repented and God forgave your sins and took that away, then it can legally be said about you and vitally be said about you that there's no condemnation now.
Mm-hmm.
There's
right.
no charges against you. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death.
That's right.
And there's
Praise
a struggle
the
between the stream of life, the river of life, and the river of death. It tells it right there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we know that the law, what it did was condemn. What it did was show us that we were sinners because we couldn't keep the law. Over 600 different laws there are, and we couldn't keep them all. And God realized that. He realized that we're merely human beings, and we're not like Him. We're not divine nature like Him. And so He knew we couldn't keep Him. So He sent Holy Spirit, and He sent Jesus so that we could ask forgiveness for our sins. Holy Spirit would live in us, and we could live this wonderful life. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so blessed, Darren, today to be a child of the Most High God, that He loves me. And like you were saying, Holy Spirit is to be a companion and a friend, our
okay,
best
let
friend.
Me ask you this. How do you know that, Barbara?
He's just blessed me all my when things got so bad and I got down so far, who did I go to? I couldn't go to my mom or dad. I couldn't go to my friends. I couldn't go to my husband because my husband had just died. I mean, there were our people you just cannot go to for certain things in your life. Who do you go to? I went to Holy Spirit. And He was so precious then, Darren. I need to say this, that right after probably the worst time in my life when I lost John, my first husband, that Holy Spirit came to me in comfort, and He said, Barbara, I want you to just hang loose. You don't have to be in the Word every day. You don't have to be on schedule with everything that you've always done before.
In other words, you're going to set performance aside.
Yes.
And you're going to enjoy relationship.
I want you just to enjoy, just to go through the sorrow and the grieving, and I want you to come out a better person. And He didn't lay a lot of rules and regulations on me. And that's what the law did in the Old Testament. He brought me comfort. He brought me peace. He said, Father God and I are watching over you, and you just veg out for 6 months. That was such a comfort to me, Darren. Absolute comfort to me. And I said, thank you. And I really didn't read my Bible for a long time during that time.
But you know, the Word says that He will bear witness with us that we're the children of God. And I love 1 John 3:1, and I think this may talk about the experience you had there with the Lord. Marvelous experience. How great is the love the Father has lavished upon us that we should be called the children of God.
Amen.
And He was being a spiritual daddy to you, Abba Father, right then, wasn't He?
Yes.
He was comforting you. He didn't put you on a guilt trip because you weren't a perfect wife to your first husband.
That's right.
By the way, you're not a perfect wife to your second husband.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Just thought I'd throw that in. No, but, you know, it could have been a time if had you listened to the voice of the stranger, to the voice of the devil. And so many of our friends do that. We get the phone calls. We get the letters. People come to us in class, and they're listening to the wrong channel.
They're listening
to the channel of condemnation, and that puts you under the pile and puts you under the rock. That's one of the great things that I'll tell you. Sometimes I get hit so hard, things coming against us. Sometimes people don't understand what we're teaching. They come against us. You know, I can pray and Holy Spirit can edify me, build me up, make me strong under time of great spiritual battle.
Yes. He takes us through very difficult times. Even going up and picking a death certificate was a huge ordeal for me during those days.
Of course.
Absolutely. And going and picking up a little piece of paper, that was a whole life to me, though. That piece of paper was a whole lifetime to me.
And how many copies of that death certificate did you need before it was all over?
Oh. probably 24 to finish business, to close up situations, to close things from the past, to show for insurance purposes and all kinds of things. Everybody wanted a death certificate, to change the names on the post office, to do all kinds of different things. And so I needed Holy Spirit during that time just to make that transition from one business to another business. And then I met you, and it was a totally different life from what I had led before. So great transition during this time, and Holy Spirit was such a comfort.
Well, the Lord said, go rescue that little widow over there, Greeley. John was one of my very best friends, and so I knew
Lord.
John and Barbara before, and you know, we shared this sometime. I'll just take a little aside here. Barbara and I didn't like each other, and we had some conflicts. She's very strong, and I'm very strong, and they'd been ministers of music in my church, and anyway, God softened my heart, and one day he spoke to me and said, "There's your wife," and I said, "Fat chance, you know, I don't like her." But you know,
something? See what Holy Spirit can do to your heart.
But you know, Holy Spirit did soften my heart, and instantly yes. He put a love in my heart for you. Mm. And that's never changed, Barbara. I just want to go on record here in this message of saying that's never changed. But let's go on and read verse 6.
And I'd like to read verse 5 here too. For those, and this is in Romans 8. We're in Romans 8 right now. Verse 5. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. Now see, we need to renew our minds. But those who are according to the Spirit to the things of the Spirit. Now go on with verse 6.
Well, no, I'm not talking about verse 5. Now that you've gone backwards here on me. You know, some widows are locked in the old memory loop. Now, I've talked to them, and some of them I've talked to, and they've been 10 years, 15, 20 years, and they're still back there. Oh, if I'd have been a better wife, maybe my husband wouldn't have died. Oh, I wish I could have told him one more time I love him. Oh, you know, and I have prayed for some of those dear widows, and I've had them say, oh, if I just had that man, I used to complain about his snoring. I remember a lady in Pratt, Kansas. And she came to me and said, I'm just in such grief. My husband died, and I was just so upset about snoring for one. And now if I could just reach over and touch him, you know, I prayed God release her from that loop, mm-hmm. from doing what it says here in the 5th verse.
I'll tell you, that doesn't comfort some of us who have snorers, though. I mean.
But it says, for those who are, according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh.
Yes, and the world wants us to suffer. World wants us to grieve.
You've got
to
be a
victim. Oh, yes, there was a great loss. You need to grieve. No, Jesus took that grief and sorrow.
Exactly.
And we've got a wonderful tape called, what is it called? on loss and grief and sorrow. We can drop that loss and grief and sorrow.
I think it's called Overcoming Loss, Grief,
and
Sorrow.
Yes, Overcoming Loss, Grief, and Sorrow.
Holy Spirit is the one that can make the word vital to you in that circumstance. And when I prayed for this dear lady, God sprung her free. She came the next day and she said, Darren, thank you for praying for me. Holy Spirit set me free. And last night I slept the whole night through for the first time.
See, that's his ministry. That's
his
Holy
ministry.
Spirit's ministry.
He came to set us free.
That's right. In verse 6, it says, for the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit, and that's a capital S, is life and peace.
Now, what this lady was doing was giving in to the voice of the flesh, and it was death to her.
That's right.
Well, in verse 10, it says, Holy Spirit makes us alive, and the Spirit is alive because of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, righteousness, and a very simple illustration is like this. You can go to your heavenly Father, Abba Father, and he truly is a Father, without a sense of guilt, condemnation, fear, or inferiority,
mm-hmm.
because you've been forgiven.
That's right.
And 2 Corinthians 5:21 says this, meaning Jesus, he who knew no sin, because Jesus had never sinned, he who knew no sin was made to be sin on your behalf, that you might become the righteousness of God in Christ.
That's right. And so Holy Spirit is the one that makes us righteous. We cannot become righteous on our own. And in verse 11, the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Those of you who are listening, Holy Spirit dwells in you if you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior. He who raised Jesus Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal, that means your physical bodies, through his Spirit who indwells in you. So I don't believe we ever have to be afraid of sickness, Darren, or disease. Ever, 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 because Holy Spirit in us makes us well, gives us divine health.
You know, I was thinking a while ago, I was walking down the hall, and this idea of disease came to me, and I immediately rejected it. And I thought, You know, I need to mention that to people, that you need to be vigilant in saying when a news report's come, somebody